Let's have a quick look at Storm. How's that whole learning experience from Tanya?
I've had an amazing time at Storm this year, and I've learned so much. And I think that's really starting to pay off in like the way that I'm playing now. Tanya's been like a really great introduction to the team, and also having Dan there as well, she's been amazing. And I think having that balance between the two is really important. And obviously last year I was at Mavericks, so this year was like, it was a completely different scene for me, but I've absolutely loved it there, and I'm definitely glad I made that choice to move over to Storm.
Did you enjoy Battle of the Box at the weekend?
It wasn't as blown out as the last game when we played them. It was a much closer game, but it was still so good to get the win, and I think winning in that way was so good because it proved that we can beat teams like that twice.
In front of that kind of crowd and that environment?
Yeah, definitely. Because it was their home venue, there was obviously a few more Mavericks fans there. There are many in Storm ones. So, yeah, it was a crucial win for us in terms of league positions and everything as well. But being able to beat Mavericks again at home is always a lovely one to do.
So it seemed a little surprising, to be fair, when there was that result against Bath. Did that take a bit of a knock in the side's confidence?
Yeah, so obviously when we went into that game, they were two losses behind us. So we were obviously going into that game, obviously wanted to win like we do into every other game. But unfortunately on the day, it wasn't to be our day. We put out some really good netball, and I think that we are all very disappointed in the actual end result. But I also think that we are aware that it was our own mistakes that cost us the game. And I think that's really important that we are aware of that, because it was our game for the majority of the match, and Bath had a really good third quarter. So I think it's just that learning curve for us again, that we have to go out into every quarter, and it has to be as good as the first quarter, how we start that.
Since we last spoke, you managed to secure your own Gilbert Ambassador netball. How does that make you feel?
Oh yeah, I never ever thought that I would ever get the opportunity to do that. I used to see all those girls that would have their own ball. And so to think that I now have one is pretty amazing. And it's a very special thing to me, and it does mean a lot. So I do like want to thank Gilbert a lot for that, because without that opportunity, then I would never have got that. And it has been so nice to kind of get that sort of recognition. And there was a girl at the game who had my ball, and she asked me to sign it. So those type of things, little things like that, is really nice.
And are you keeping a mental note of how many you've sold against people like George and Tamsin?
Oh, I haven't actually, but I might do now.
I thought you'd have a little competition between you all, and like, I saw 50 this week. Lightning next. That's going to be another toughie, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a big game at the weekend, but we'll go back to training this week. We've got training tonight and then again on Thursday. And we'll go back and we'll look at the video from the game, and we'll look at crucial points within the game, and we'll look at how we can be more aware of them next time. And I think that when we go into the game against Lightning at the weekend, we just have to be really confident. And I think if we are really confident, they are another team. Like, no team in this league is unbeatable, and that has been proven because they've just lost to Wasps. So I think that, yeah, it will be a tough game, but I think if we all nail all our processes and everything like that, then it is a game that we can easily take as well.
And I find it inspiring just listening to Tanya, but I spoke to her after the game at the weekend, and it's almost like we're just going to take it game by game and see how these results will span out, and hopefully that'll take us over the line for the final four. Is that a similar feeling in squad?
Yeah, I think so, definitely. Obviously, it's easy to get caught up in the moment and think about the long-term picture and think about all those things. But at the same time, it's really important that we do tune into those things and think, actually, there's still a long way to go and there's still a lot of games. There's been a lot of interesting wins and losses this season, and I think that will just continue the last couple of weeks of this Super League season.